You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Can I tell you real quick what I saw yesterday? Went out with the kiddos to get them some crafts and activities to help keep them busy. And I went into a particular craft store. I think you can all guess what it might be after I say all the Christmas decorations are out. At this particular craft store. Yeah, they're already, all the little workers were, you know, ripping open the boxes and pulling out the little Santa Clauses and hanging ornaments and putting trees up and getting ready for the holiday season already. Can you believe it?
Well, I thought you were going to
believe it.
I thought you were going to say Halloween.
And no,
so
no,
they're,
Christmas.
They got
they
done
had
with
one aisle of fall stuff.
They got done with Halloween back in May.
Yeah, but yeah, no, the trees are going up. The ornaments are going for sale.
Beautiful. I told you it's going to be year round. We were on a little road trip about a month or so ago, and we went up to we were in Tennessee for a while, and we passed through this town called Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, which is cool.
Yeah.
It's where Dollywood is. But anyway, one of the things we noticed were multiple year round Christmas stores.
Yeah, we've got that one down on Santa Fe.
That's exactly right. We have that one.
Yeah.
But I'm saying every third block, it seemed like there was a full-time, I guess in Pigeon Forge, since they make their money off of tourism in that town,
yeah.
I guess they're figuring, well, why not? We're just going to go year-round selling Christmas stuff.
Hey, why not? We when we were at Disneyland, we went into the Christmas store at Disneyland and bought our vacation ornament that we buy on every vacation
that's
that we
so
go
cute.
On. Yeah, we got our little ornament from where we visited, and it'll be on the tree, and you know, why not? Whatever. I posted the picture of it on my Facebook yesterday, and of course everyone was kind of trying to explain why this happened so early and why it's beneficial and so
why
many
it's
people
beneficial
why we're excited about it. Yeah, so a lot of it was craft makers and people that make their money making Christmas crafts and then selling them in November and December. They can get a jump on it because everything's coming out now.
Okay,
create their crafts, put them up for sale.
Well, I don't want to rain on anyone's parade. If you make your money off of selling tinsel,
we're just laughing that, my God, it's 100 degrees, it's July, and the Christmas trees are going up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh my God. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, you know, when we first started talking about years ago, we talked about it as a joke that Christmas would be year-round. But just starting about, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years ago, I just became convinced it is in our future. I mean, it will be a year-round holiday. And
could be.
Those of everyone who rolls their eyes, I'm sorry, the proof is right there. It's July, and it's full scale.
Yeah.
And in some towns, they have year-round stores for it, so...
There we have it.
Good.
Did you do anything fun yesterday?
Not really. I went and saw an old radio buddy that I used to work with for several years. I hadn't seen him in a long time, so we got together, and that's good to catch up and everything like that. Talking about his daughter, who I remember his daughter being basically an infant, and now she's a sophomore in college.
It's
like, oh, man. It's crazy. But there's a completely different story I just wanted to tell you about quickly because you love Iowa and you love going to Iowa. And you should.
Iowa,
it's a beautiful state. And the people, I challenge anyone to find someone who's from Iowa who's not good people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they don't exist, but they're hard to find
because they're
hearty, Midwestern, nice folk. And when you run into someone from Iowa, generally you're going to come away with a positive impression.
Yeah.
However, you need to be careful when you go there. I'm reading this story right here about how they had to shut. Where would there be beaches in Iowa, Jeremy? Do you know?
Probably that, what is that, Lake Okoboji that's out there? That's a big tourist destination.
It?
Yeah.
This is in Taylor County, Iowa. They have completely shut down a beach there. Now, this is a few days old, but they shut it down because they suspected it was contaminated with a, and I'm quoting, brain-eating amoeba.
Oh, that's not good.
So you go swimming in the town, and they've got all these photos and everything showing you A, the lake, and then B, the microscopic image
Don't
of
get
the,
that in your mouth.
The amoeba that eats your brain.
Dang. I don't like that at all. They're dealing with some of that around here locally, like Sloan's Lake and a couple other lakes I saw in the news last night with the blue, what color algae is it? The blue algae, the green algae?
What's it doing?
I don't know. It makes you really sick.
Mm.
Gets you diarrhea and vomiting and hives and everything. So they're having to shut down all these swim lakes because it's full of this nasty algae. And everyone's like, you know?
Isn't the planet Earth interesting? Because here we are, we're these creatures, and we feel like we're dominant. You know, like, we are the dominant species on this planet. And yet there's these tiny little things. There's a bunch of them.
Eat your brain.
There's a bunch of them that their mission in life is to kill us.
Yeah.
It's everywhere
crazy,
we go.
It? It's crazy.
There are things that want to kill us, eat our brains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shrivel our lungs up.
In addition to staying out of public pools, I stay out of lakes.